Tarry yet until I show thee one thing more, and then shalt thou go on thy way.
So he took Christian by the hand again, and led him into a chamber where there was one rising out of bed. And as he put on his raiment, he shook and trembled.
Why doth this man thus tremble and cry out?
Sleeper, tell this pilgrim why thou didst so do.
This night, as I was in my sleep, I dreamed a dream, and behold, the heavens grew exceeding black. Also, it thundered. It lightened in the most fearful wise.
Say on.
So I looked up in my dream, and I saw the clouds racked by at a terribly great speed.
Indeed.
And then I heard a great sound of a trumpet, and saw also a man sitting on a cloud.
A man?
Yes. His hair was white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His voice was as the sound of many waters, and his face did shine bright as the sun.
Indeed.
And on his vesture and on his thigh was a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
'Twas our Lord Jesus.
Yes, I fear so. And he was attended with the glittering thousands of heaven. They were all in flaming fire. Also, the heavens were in a burning flame.
It was a great day of God.
Yes, he came near the earth. And then he called with a voice like a trumpet, Come forth! Come forth!
Then what?
With that, the rocks rent. The graves were opened, and the dead in Christ came forth, prepared to meet their Lord in the air.
Glory be!
But there came up as well Annas and Caiaphas, and others of those who had pierced him.
Yea, for he told them that they would see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power, and coming in the clouds of heaven.
Aye, these vainly thought to hide themselves, and they cried for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them.
Go on.
And then I heard it said to those who attended upon the king, Gather my wheat into the garner.
The rapture of the righteous.
Yes. And with that, I saw many catched up and carried away into the clouds.
Oh, glorious day.
No, no, an evil day.
Why sayest that?
Because I was left behind.
What?
Yes, left behind.
Then what?
Then I heard it proclaimed by the king, Gather together the tares, the chaff, the stubble, and cast them into the burning lake. And with that, the bottomless pit opened.
You saw it?
Saw it. I felt it. It opened just where I stood, out of the mouth of which there came smoke, coals of fire, and hideous noises.
So terrible a dream, then what?
Upon this, I awakened from my sleep.
But what would cause thee to dream such a dream? Hast thou dreamed it before?
Aye, it doth haunt me every night.
Can it be God is sending thee warning? Tell me, hast thou perchance sins unforsaken?
Nay, nay, none.
Sleeper, speak truth.
Well, all right. But 'tis only a little one, a tiny one.
Thou must forsake it then, for the law stands at the gate and will not let one stain upon thy garment pass through.
I know, and so do I intend to do.
When?
Oh, soon.
Do it now.
No, for such a small sin, soon will do well enough.
But you must.
Soon.
But thou art in danger of becoming like the man in the cage.
Not so.
Why not so?
Because his sins were great ones. Mine is the tiniest of the tiny.
But it will grow.
Nay, I will not let it.
But you must.
Come.
But.
Come.
But I must needs convince him.
You cannot.
But he hath sincere intent to change soon.
Aye, but soon never comes. It moves on ahead of us like a receding mirage in a dry and thirsty land. He who thinks to change soon waits for eternity.
Oh, dear.
Consider well these things.
I do. And they put me in hope and in fear.
Keep all things so in thy mind, to keep thee in the way thou must go.
I shall. The lessons have been good.
And now? Now you may be off.
Thinkest thou that soon I shall be loosed from my burden?
Aye.
When?
Sooner than you think, but longer than you wish. And now, dear pilgrim, Godspeed.
Ah, happy I am to be on my way. Farewell, good interpreter. I thank thee for thy many lessons.
The comforter be always with thee, good Christian, to guide thee into the way that leads to the city.